Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You are listening to episode number 156. And today, we are going to have some fun and share our recent experience at Disney California Adventure. Did I say that weird?
I'm just laughing. I always laugh now when you do the intro. I don't know why. It just makes me laugh.
I feel like I said California like a true Bostonian. Sometimes my accent really is thick.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you said it fine.
I really thought we were going to go back and edit that intro, so...
No, we're not.
We're not. Okay.
But I'm excited to talk about California Adventure. We went to Disneyland recently, and I really enjoyed my second time at California Adventure. I really feel like I had really low expectations. I was planning on not having a great time at all, and it was the total opposite.
Oh my gosh. You really didn't like it the first time?
No, I thought that I didn't like it that time. Oh. It just was a different experience. I thought I had really high expectations, and... the second time you go back to things, you kind of realize, first of all, welcome to Unlocking the Magic.
Okay.
If you're new to the show, this is the show we do with iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. We also do a live show every Monday night on Facebook. And you should come check us out, facebook.com/Unlocking the Magic, or just go to Facebook and search Unlocking the Magic. If you're new to the show, subscribe. That would be awesome. So back to my story.
Yeah, that would be a good intro if I could... say all that in the beginning.
But you gotta keep practicing. You have a hard enough time with, hey, everybody.
I do. I have a hard enough time with that. I just want to get on with the show. I don't know why.
I think people appreciate that, to be honest with you. I don't think they want to hear
the blah, blah,
7
blah.
Minutes of selling or 7 minutes of talking about ourselves. They just want to listen to the podcast, get a little Disney in their life, and I'm probably going on way too long right now. So let's get back to the story.
It just got weird. But I think going back to why you might not have liked California Adventure the first time is I really think that it's because we had visited Disneyland first and there were things that we didn't get to do or see in Disneyland, but the second day we had to go to California Adventure. So I think you were kind of mourning. You were in mourning. You really wanted to go back to Disneyland and just do everything that we didn't get a chance to do. So you're kind of bummed about that. And I think that's why you didn't give it a fair shot. But I'm so glad that you enjoyed it this time. I enjoyed it, of course, and the kids love it there. The kids really love it there. I think there's a lot to do in California Adventure, and I think it just, there's a great blend of attractions there for them.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a mixture of theming, exciting rides like roller coasters and Soarin' and Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Breakout, and then there's a whole mix of like shows. I think it's a great place for kids. I think that if you want to go be immersed, like Cars Land has got to be one of the best lands around immersion wise. Now it doesn't have a ton of attractions in there, but it's definitely a place you can go sit down and feel like you're in Radiator Springs. Like when you're near Radiator Springs Racer on the side entrance, I'm going to say,
yep.
You look up, I mean, you feel like you're there. And right on the other side of that mountain is like, or Anaheim.
Weird, right? Because, you know, we have people telling us how people that are native to Disneyland and that, you know, this place used to be a parking lot, essentially.
It's crazy.
You know, and now it's a whole theme park. Explore 7 exciting lands that bring to life Disney and Pixar stories and characters through amazing attractions, entertainment, and dining. 2 most recent additions, Buena Vista Street and awe-inspiring Cars Land, which doesn't feel that new anymore, but it's there. Join the theme lands of Grizzly Peak, Paradise Pier, Pacific Wharf, A Bug's Land, and Hollywood Land.
Hmm.
And it truly says, it says Disney California Adventure Park, wow, Boston accent, here we go, has something for every member of your family. And I really feel that way. I feel like everyone has a takeaway in this park. It's kind of a blend of everything. So it's really fun. I love it. There are things that I'm terrified about it, and we can talk about that as we go into the show. There are a few attractions that I still get the goosebumps.
There's a few?
There's a couple.
There's only one for me.
Just one?
Just Mickey's Fun Wheel.
Okay.
Everything else, I'm good. I love every other ride there, every other attraction. There's nothing there that I'm afraid of or I don't know why I just don't like Mickey's. I like Mickey. I don't know. I like the idea of Mickey's fun wheel.
Yeah.
Like when I'm walking by it, I'm like, oh, that looks fun. Let's go on that. As I think it'll, and then I'm up there and I'm terrified.
So let's just get right into Mickey's fun wheel. We did give it another chance.
That and another thing that I'm kind of terrified of heights wise is on Goofy, on the Goofy one.
Goofy Sky School.
Yeah. When that goes to the very top, and if you sit on the outside edge, I don't know about anybody else, but I feel like I'm right over the edge and it's going to tip over.
Well, that wasn't my second one that I was afraid of.
Well, that's the other one I'm afraid of.
But I have to agree with you. The infamous Mickey's fun wheel. I say fun, like in quotations, because it's
I was going to say, can't you just put quotations up, marks up, if you're listening to this? You can't see that.
Terrifying. Terrifyingly high. And if you're not afraid of heights and you go on, then you can do the bonus where you can actually have a swinging gondola. Which our kids just are obsessed with and make us go on every time.
It's like you have to choose between two evils. Do you want to exactly. go really high and not swing? Or do you want to go not so high, but you're swinging?
But from the ground, it looks absolutely adorable. It is an adorable attraction, but it doesn't seem like it would be that big of a deal until you're up there and then your gondola sways. And I happen to be sitting with someone that's a pretty big guy, and I feel that makes a difference. Like, I feel like we swing harder because you're there with me.
All right, let's get into our five things.
Okay. You want to edit that?
Yeah, we talked about that a lot.
All right. Well, anyway, we gave it another shot, and I actually enjoyed myself this time. I think I just knew what was going to happen.
I don't think ours was our wheel was as intense as it was last time.
We also did an Instagram live, which I think was a good distraction.
Totally. It totally distracted your how you didn't realize how high up you were.
Yeah, totally. So this was actually the Summer of Heroes, which is happening now. It was happening while we were there. So it was cool to see a little change happening in the park. And it's actually Summer of Heroes is happening now through September 10th, which was cool because we got to see Captain America, Black Widow was there. It definitely gave a really neat vibe, which kind of, I feel...
Star-Lord. Which, by the way, hold on a second. Okay, Disney usually does a tremendous job of making the characters look like the characters in the movies, except Star-Lord.
Oh, really?
Star-Lord looked a little bit nerdy to me.
You didn't like it?
Nah, I didn't think it was a great job of character picking.
You
want to
change it up? Do you want to be Star-Lord?
I don't want to be Star-Lord.
Is that what you're saying?
Maybe their pool for Star-Lords was small that day.
It was a small pool. Well, anyway... Obviously, the biggest attraction over there right now is Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, which is the centerpiece of this whole Summer of Heroes, which made sense. You know, now I have to say, now seeing it in person, I dig it.
I don't think it makes sense where it's located right now, but what their plans are for the future, it does.
I guess that's what I'm saying is like the plans for the future. Of course, this park is now changing. It's going to be changing. And... which is quite fitting that we're kind of reviewing it now since it's always, everything seems to always change right after we visit.
That's true. It does do that.
But I'm liking that they did the whole Summer of Heroes showcase because it definitely brings that. It makes a little more sense.
I think it would make more sense too if the next Avengers movie is going to have the Guardians of the Galaxy in it.
Okay.
And I think that if you, that would make more sense to people unless, because people who aren't nerds like us don't know the whole backstory.
Okay.
So they see the Avengers or they see Guardians of the Galaxy and they kind of put it together once they see it.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're not that and you just go there, you're like, why is Guardians of the Galaxy with Avengers?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good point. Yeah. We'll talk about how amazingly detailed that building. I mean, we saw the transformation happening last time we were there. So we saw things happening that, you know, we were kind of sad about the whole Tower of Terror thing. We love the Tower of Terror, but I think it makes more sense, the change happening in that side of the world. I think it's cool because there's a lot more local people that go there, and it's cool. I think it has its own identity now. Like, there is a Tower of Terror now only in Hollywood Studios, and I feel like I like that.
I don't know, but you say Hollywood Studios is about movies, right?
Yeah.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout is movie related.
True.
So
do you think that's why? Do you think that's going to change?
No, I don't. But I think it would fit in Hollywood Studios if they wanted to do that because it's movie related.
I can't.
I don't want them to do that.
Okay, yeah, I don't want them to do that.
And I'm not suggesting that they do that, but I think it would fit in that theming.
That said, as much as I never want to see that happen in Hollywood Studios, I did really love the exterior of this attraction. Wow. It looked out of this world amazing. And inside, the theming was spot on.
I think they did a good job. And we had fast passes, so we didn't wait a long time, which I have a love-hate relationship with fast passes.
I was just going to...
Like, I have a lot of resentment towards fast pass holders when I'm not a fast pass holder. But then I love having the fast pass.
Yeah, I hear you. You know? Plus, it doesn't give you that opportunity to really absorb and be in the queue very long. So if it, you know, that sort of thing for me anyway.
Depending on what attraction I'm on, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Some of them I don't want to be in the queue. And that's the difference between Disneyland and Disney World. Like, Disneyland doesn't have very great queues.
So you want to go in and out.
Yeah, you'd rather go in and out. But it's also harder to get fast passes there.
So what did you think overall, going back to the Guardians of the Galaxy, what did you think overall with the experience?
I went in there with really low expectations.
Okay.
And I think they were very much exceeded. I thought it's a very fun ride.
Not if you're not into the drops. Like, I think, so that's the second attraction I was talking about earlier, how I am terrified of two attractions in California Adventure, one being Mickey's Fun Whale. And this one, because the drops here are just insanely intense.
I just think that they did a great job of incorporating the story and the humor of Guardians of the Galaxy into the attraction. Like Rocket, in the beginning, when you walk into that first door, the Rocket animatronic is done very well. And then when you're actually on the attraction itself, the story that they tell and the humor they bring into it makes the ride better.
Totally. No, I agree. I think that the theming is definitely something that you can tell that they've been working on and that they really executed that perfectly.
So even if you're sad that it's not the Tower of Terror anymore, you still can have fun on this.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. And someone like me who just loves the whole theming of the Tower of Terror, you know, I don't necessarily love the drops, but I love the story. I love the theming. I love the cue. I was okay with it, actually seeing it in person. I had my feelings prior to our visit. I was kind of bummed and I didn't really care to go on. But then we were there and it was pretty cool. So give it a chance. And I always reflect now back to Marty and his, what he said about change.
Yeah.
You know, so it's cool. I definitely appreciate that.
I'm going to forever reflect back on that.
You have to, right? I mean, you really do. Okay. So what else? What I wanted to do today was not so much give a overall review of our trip, but give like top 10 things that we loved. So even though we started with kind of reviewing, give me something that you absolutely loved about the park.
I actually think this is going to be a little bit off topic, but every time I go to, and I've only been twice.
Okay.
But both times I've gone to California Adventure, I've had extremely great interaction with the cast members.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you said that. Yeah. The cast members are awesome.
So we went the first time, we were on the trolley, and we actually stayed on there for like a half an hour going back and forth. And if you've been to California Adventure, it's not a long ride from where the trolley starts and stops and goes back. It's really small. Yeah. We were on there for like, it probably takes 5 minutes. We were on there for about a half an hour because of the interaction we had with the staff. The cast member.
Right.
And the same thing happened this time. I think we were sitting outside Starbucks and I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to go drink. It was a really, really nice day out. And it was hot, so the kids wanted to kind of enjoy their Starbucks inside. And that Starbucks they have there is great because there's tons of seats. It's pretty cool.
And there's ice cream.
Yeah, so you can sit in there and relax. And I wanted to be outside on the bench. I didn't want to waste time in there. And you and I went out there, and a cast member walks up to us and started to just talk. And we ended up playing trivia. And I beat you again.
Wait.
Just saying.
No.
Yeah, I beat you again.
I thought it was a tie.
Nope. It was 2-1.
Whatever.
And he actually gave us fast passes for our next trip to Disneyland. Not the next one we go back at, but like we were going to Disneyland in a couple days. And he's like sat there with us for 20 minutes talking. I forgot his name. I wish I knew. And then he's like, hey, you know what? You guys are going to Disneyland? Yeah, hey, give me your tickets. I'm going to hook you up with some fast passes, like extra fast passes that on top of the ones you can get. And then you could use them on any ride.
Yeah, that was pretty
except cool. For a couple, I think, that were blacked out. But yeah. I just think that they do a great job there of interacting with the guests and walking around and bringing that part of the experience to the guests. Not just, how can I help you? But like asking questions and making it a fun experience for them.
I completely agree with you, without a doubt on that. And I appreciated that factor of it. It definitely brought, obviously, I didn't expect any Fast Pass tickets. I was just having fun with trivia.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it was cool. Like,
I was just psyched that I knew the answers to his trivia questions.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. We did know our stuff.
Yes.
Or apparently you knew your stuff.
I did.
You won.
I always win on the trivia. I don't know. That's the second time in Disney California Adventure that I beat you in trivia.
Moving on.
I'm going to have to play trivia on our next live show. I'm going to, you know what, guys, if you're listening to this,
oh gosh,
here's what we're going to do.
All right.
If you're listening to this, when you come Monday night,
yep,
on Facebook, bring your trivia questions. We're going to stump Connie.
Come on.
All right, go ahead. Move on.
You know, I get nervous. That's the thing.
I know. That's why it's so fun.
I get nervous and then my mind blacks out and then I just... Every answer is like, I think, didn't Aaron do some trivia with us?
And yes. I beat you.
I get nervous.
I know.
What can I say? All right.
Let's go. All right. So what's yours?
One of my favorite things, I think, this time more than before was Bugs Land. I really had so much fun hanging out in Bugs Land this time and really just slowing down and feeling just immersed in that experience and that story with everyone. I even really had fun on one of the attractions there, which looks silly from the ground, but it was Flix Flyers, those little carts that you go on. And I don't know, I feel that to me, it may seem babyish, I guess, to a lot of people. Like the attractions are not thrilling and, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
You're right.
But I had so much fun. Like I really thought the kids even, we have some video maybe we can share of us on there. And this is seeing the sights from a bug's point of view. On this little, I call it cart, but it's like a hot air balloon made from everyday objects.
I didn't go on that with you. Oh, we did go on that.
No, we went on together. You were there.
That's true. I was there.
And I don't know. It's just something about Bugs Land that I really, really enjoyed this particular time.
And if you want to get a smile on your face while you're in Bugs Land, go on Heimlich's choo-choo train.
See what I mean?
Like, just put it's
so silly.
It doesn't do anything, really. It just goes around in a circle.
One loop.
On the slowest little train. What he says on there just puts a smile on your face.
It's so short, first of all, and it literally just goes one loop on this little train, then nothing really, really happens, but you're so right. Like, just if you just listen to what he says on there, it definitely puts a little giggle and smile.
The thing that I find funny, though, is that it literally goes 2 miles an hour, and they come around checking your seatbelts. They're like, take your hat off, sir. Can you pull up on the tab, please? I was like, really?
Right.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to fall out of this thing.
I'm pretty sure. In fact, when the attraction's over, you're going, wait, that's it?
Yeah.
Every time.
I just thought that was funny.
But it is an adorable attraction. And I especially love the part where we get to go through the animal cookies. And you can smell the scent of the animal cookies being eaten. So anyway, that's my favorite part. But I did love just being in Bugs Land. I do love Flick's little flight. And you're in this food container and you're just, I don't know. It's just fun.
I agree with you.
We separated with the kids, actually. You and I went on this and then the kids.
Which is always recommended.
Always recommended because they have their own little fun. And I don't know. It's just fun.
Cell phones are great.
Well, we didn't separate.
But I just made me think of that, though.
Okay. Well, anyway, moving on from that, what else did you really love this time about?
This time I enjoyed Cars Land a little bit more than I did last time.
Yeah.
Now, there's not a ton of attractions in Cars Land, but the theming immerses you in the story of Cars Land. And we did spend some time. We did go on Radiator Springs Racers, which was a great ride.
Finally got to do that.
Twice.
Twice. Listen, that I couldn't believe we didn't do the last time. And it was so disappointing. And again, I think that's another reason why you didn't enjoy yourself. Something happened with the attraction our first visit when we were there. It was down. And then what happened once it reopened, everyone that had FastPass, it was just a mess. So the line was never shorter than a few hours. And it just never seemed to be, we just couldn't do it.
Yeah, couldn't get on there.
We couldn't get on there. Kids were really bummed. But this time we finally got to do it. And not only we got to do it twice. And wow.
We got to go on at night.
Mind-blowing.
So I think it was dusk or nighttime. And the fireworks were going off, and we were on there. It was just a great experience. And then the Luigi ride is cool at night. I like that ride. Like, during the day, during the day, that the attraction doesn't seem all that special. But when the lights come on at night there, it just it feels more fun to me.
The kids did say that because we were in Carsland during the day, and then we made a point to go back at night to try to get on Radiator Springs again. But also, they definitely love the atmosphere there better at night. The lights just shine, and you really, really feel like you're in the movie.
Yeah,
you
and
really do.
And like, I'm an adult.
Wait.
I mean, technically, I'm an adult, right?
Like, sure.
If someone was to ask me, I'm technically an adult. And I still am in awe when I see the race cars, real life size, driving down the road.
What is it about that?
I don't know, but I want to know, like, I want to look in the window and be like, is there someone in there driving it? Or how do they do that? But it's like, I'm still in awe seeing Lightning McQueen drive down the road. Life size.
Life size.
It's awesome.
What I love, so silly, and yes, I am an adult too, and it looks babyish from the outside looking in, but I giggle and laugh so hard every time we go on Mater's Junkyard Jamboree.
That's just because it's funny.
It's
the same thing with like the choo-choo train.
It's just so much fun, but it's actually pretty thrilling. Mater, it like spins you pretty good.
You know what you do as an adult? You go on with your kid.
Yeah.
And you over-embellish the swing, and you squish him a little.
So, or you go alone, as did I, you know, odd one out, because we're a family of five. And I just, like, I'm sliding back and forth on this thing, and I'm just giggling and laughing. And I'm trying to take video. It's not happening, because I'm just swaying back and forth. But so much fun. Anyway.
But that's it, though. That's the only three attractions they have there.
That's it.
But it's still a fun, immersive place.
There's not that many attractions, but I feel like with that and then the food there that you can get, like you can really spend quite a bit of time over in that area.
And once again, at night, it really comes to life and looks amazing.
And once again, right.
I don't think this one, like you don't have to go there at night to enjoy it though.
No, I liked what we did this time. We went during the day. We went first thing in the morning. We were there and we were enjoying the park in the daytime, got to do a few attractions right away, and then we went back, and it was wonderful. It was just a great way to see both the attractions day and at night. It was cool to see the difference, I think. Plus, we got to eat there, and this time we ate at Flo's V8 Cafe, which I didn't though. You didn't eat there?
I walked over to get a bread bowl.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, you guys ordered there, and I said, remember I said I'm going to go get a bread bowl, and it's not that far away. You thought it was way further than it was, and we just went over to the Pacific Wharf Cafe, got a bread bowl, and walked right back.
I don't know why I thought we all ate there. Well, anyway.
We all ate there, but I didn't eat the food from there.
Well, you missed out because the ribs were super tasty. It was more hearty than I anticipated. It's not cheap, but it's not that expensive either, and I really enjoyed myself dining this time. I think that's the other part of visiting the park too is, you know, I know it can be pricey to pay and, you know, eat at the park. We do bring our own food and snacks, but I feel like to make it fully immersive, you got to try some things. Even if you're just trying the sourdough bread and just sharing, which by the way is amazing.
Yeah.
I think it just gives you... It just brings that experience and intensifies the experience for you, I think.
The one thing that I'm sad about that we didn't get a chance to do was eat at a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah, I know you were pretty bummed about that.
I wanted to go to like the Carthay Circle restaurant.
Yeah.
But time, you know, you have to measure like, do we want to sit there and spend an hour and a half, 2 hours sitting down at a restaurant and it's our only day there? So we didn't do any of that. So maybe on the next trip we'll have to...
Was it that or is it because you looked at the prices?
A little bit of both, I think.
Because I'm pretty sure it was the second one.
Well, that's what the cell phone comes in. You can have the kids go off, and then you and I can just eat dinner there. The other thing I really enjoyed about this trip back to California Adventure was I really enjoyed the Paradise Pier more than I did the last time.
I did too, and with the news announcements with D23 saying that that's going to change, I'm curious now because I do have quite a love connection going on with the pier.
Get that nostalgia feeling that you like from the boardwalk in Disney World. And well, maybe it was just because it was a really nice day out and it wasn't,
I'm
it
sure
was
that
hot,
helps.
But it wasn't super hot.
Yeah.
And just walking around there when the sun's shining and going on to the roller coaster and the other little fun attractions that they have that are mixed between for kids and the adults can have fun. Like the swings, I know you didn't want to go on, but we went on that.
I'm really impressed with myself because I just said, you know what, you guys, mom's going to do it.
The Golden Zephyr. That was another fun one.
The Golden Zephyr. I love the theming of it. I love the looks of it. I want to love it. But once we're on there, I feel like I'm going to fall off.
I know. I feel like I'm more secure on the choo-choo train than I am on the Golden Zephyr.
Right? Like, what is up with that? Because I wanted to video. I think I have a short clip actually saved before it actually gets to the full swing. And I had a hat on. And I was holding the cell phone trying to video. And I thought one of these two items is going to go...
Right, because you go right over the water.
You're right over the water. And thankfully, I think you were talking. And at one point, I think we got off and our youngest turned to you and said, oh, Dad, you didn't do it. What were you trying to? You were trying to startle me or something?
Maybe.
If you had done that, I'm just telling you right now, I would have dropped my phone.
I think I was trying. She wanted me to scare you or something.
Perfect.
Well, that's usually the agenda on any attraction we go on, is to somehow scare you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So if you hear a woman screaming... In the Haunted Mansion, it's usually me because he startles me. Like, he tries to reach over.
Which you're very easily startled.
I am.
Like, I could turn her over to you right now and just, like, give you a little tap on the shoulder. You'd be frightened.
It's not even like a... It's like a scream and a screech. It's pretty embarrassing. But anyway, I'm glad. I'm grateful that you didn't do that. I did enjoy myself on the swings. What a great...
Which you didn't want to go on either. What is wrong with you? You didn't want to go on anything.
It's too high and I just don't feel like... I don't like my feet dangling. There's something... I just don't necessarily love that feeling of your feet hanging. It's kind of how I feel when we go on Soarin'. I still, till this day, buckle my buckle through the loop, the yellow, the bright yellow loop, which they have young children buckle through if they don't meet a certain height requirement. Okay, that's super embarrassing.
That is a little bit embarrassing. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I know. But the Silly Symphony swings... I'm glad I did it.
They should be a little longer. My only gripe with that is it's a little bit short.
Well, they've got there's a lot of people.
The line wasn't long at all. They should be like, you know what? There's nobody in line. We can let you guys go for another round.
You know what? I always think that. Like, if there's nobody waiting in line, do they let you go on further than, you know, like, do they control how long or is it automated?
I think it's automated.
Oh, okay. That's too bad.
I'm sure they could just let it go, though.
They.
Like, let's just let them go again.
Let's just get them go. Well, speaking of that, I took the girls and we went on Grizzly River Run. There was nobody in line for that.
You took two of the girls, right?
Two of the girls, yeah. You and one other decided that it wasn't your...
It was just late. You guys went on... I wanted to go on that earlier in the day and then it was 8:30 at night and it was getting a little bit cooler and I was like, you know what? I don't really want to get wet at 8:30 at night.
It's not... A splash.
Well, I don't know. But then couple days later, I went on Splash Mountain. I got drenched.
Yeah. Yeah. So pretty much it was similar, I guess, to that. But yeah, I had such a blast on that. And we walked right on. There was nobody waiting in line. And it was our first time on. We actually missed it the last time we were there again. And so this was our first time. And I really loved this raft expedition ride. It really made you feel like you were in the heart of California. And the Grizzly Peak, and it was super cool. Yes, you're going to get soaked all the way down to your feet. I mean, bring a change of shoes. The water just pours over. Like a tidal wave comes over this.
Yeah, that happened to me on Splash Mountain.
Yeah. So, but lots of fun, lots of giggles. Afterwards, you know, you got to give yourself, if you didn't bring any change of clothes, you got to give yourself some time to dry.
Well, you know what it is? That's when you go, you go on that attraction. When you're staying at the Disneyland Grand Hotel.
That's a good point.
Because you can, the Grand Hotel, the Grand Californian rather.
Yeah.
Because you can walk, the entrance to the hotel is right there. So you go on the Grizzly, you just get soaked, you walk right back to your hotel room, you change, and you get right back in the park.
Oh, so you don't get soaked and go immediately on Soarin' after?
No, I don't
because that's what
that.
We did.
Yeah, I don't think I would suggest that.
I was freezing. So.
Well, now you know why I didn't go.
Yeah, but it was cool. A very immersive experience, a very fun attraction. I know that there's some kind of attraction like this in almost every park, but this one in particular, I don't know if it's because we were in California and it has that feeling. It just made it really cool for me. I really loved it.
And our daughter loves the adventure park they have there too.
She does love that.
She was dying to go on there. We didn't get it. Does close at dusk though.
Just an FYI.
So if you do have little ones and they're dying to go on there like ours, they're gonna get bummed out if you don't go on there when the sun's out.
Yeah, keep a good eye on the iPhone or watch or whatever, because yeah, we had promised her we're gonna get over there, and I actually was looking forward to going over there with her because it's adorable. It's just an interactive thing that we can do, and it's not like an attraction.
I think that would be super cool to go on when it's dark.
I agree with you. That's kind of why I thought it was open. Yeah.
Saying like, we should play hide and seek in there when it's dark. I'm sure that's exactly why it closes at dark.
That is.
Dad's like me playing hide and seek. Like, that's the reason it's not open when it's dark.
That's a little creepy. I'm not going to lie.
Why is that creepy?
I don't know. It just sounds creepy. But I know your intentions are good. But yeah, I think
that's anything can sound creepy if you're a creepy guy.
That's exactly why they don't have it open at night. They don't want to lose anybody. You know?
Yes.
Makes sense.
I don't want to lose anybody.
That's true.
Like, that's not my intention.
What'd you think?
I mean, sometimes I want to lose them. Actually, I shouldn't say that.
There are times.
There was a couple times I wanted to lose everybody.
You know what it is, too? It's that whole travel to California thing, the time difference. Everybody is kind of... I think we take for granted how easy it is to adjust to going to Walt Disney World. You know, you're in the same time zone.
For us, at least. I mean, people from California probably find it extremely difficult.
That's true, too. But I think it's only a 3-hour time difference, but it really kind of takes a toll on everybody, especially the kids. So we definitely, this time, there were a few moments, but definitely a lot less than before when we had traveled there, because we kind of anticipated and expected them to be off their game.
Especially if you go to Disney World or California Adventure like the next day after you get there.
If you go to Disneyland, you mean?
Well, because if you're traveling from the East Coast to the West Coast, if you don't give yourself a day or two to adjust, the very next day, 6 o'clock is really 9. And then 9 o'clock is midnight.
It doesn't sound like it would be a big deal.
That was my simple math there.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. But it really affects everybody.
It affected me. I was tired at 8 or 9 o'clock. You're like, that's only 8 or 9 o'clock. But for us, it was late.
A long day.
So I was tired. But if you, after a couple of days, you get adjusted and it gets to be normal.
Totally. Well, we got to see World of Color, which is cool. Everybody told us to see that. That, of course, is the light show at the end of the night. Just be sure to do everything you need to do on Paradise Pier before 8 p.m. because it does close, which, again, I think would be really cool at night, but they have to do the World of Color show. So,
what would you rather? Have them keep the pier open?
That's a good one.
Or have the World of Color?
Oh, I have to choose between the two?
Yeah.
I want it all. So I want both. I can't.
I mean, you can go on there after, but
I don't know. I want it all. Is that
too
much to ask?
So would you rather? An all wasn't an option.
Okay.
Think about it. We'll do that on the next would you rather.
All right, fine. Thank you for not putting me on the spot.
I just didn't want it to last out much longer.
You were getting bored of it?
A little bit.
Yeah. I think I'm okay. You know what? I think I'm going to say World of Color because I think Paradise Pier, I think it's... If I had to choose, I think I would rather be in Cars Land at night anyway versus Paradise Pier.
Right.
I don't know.
I guess you're right.
I don't know.
Which is what we did.
That's exactly true.
If you're not into that, seeing the show, it's a great time to go on other things because there's a lot of people waiting to see the show.
Yeah.
And lining up to get good seats or standing room only.
Yep.
And it's a great opportunity to go on other things. Like, we got on Cars Land, Radiator Springs Racers in like 20 minutes.
No, it was really quick. So that is a good tip and good point. Like, if you've seen it before,
or if you just watch half, or go to see, like, or maybe it starts in a half an hour, everybody's kind of getting their seats or going. That's a good opportunity to go get some attractions in if you don't really care about where you watch the show from.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, overall, I think we went over most of it.
I think so too, and it's about 30 minutes, so I think I'm pretty much done.
I think so too.
But that was awesome. I think that if you haven't gone to California Adventure yet, you should definitely make a trip out there. It's fun. Definitely go to Disneyland after, though.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to one of each, go to California Adventure first, then visit Disneyland after, especially if you're a nerd like us and you're into the whole history thing.
Yes.
But I think that was a good show about it, and I think we...
I'm glad you think so.
I always...
Listen.
I'm listening.
Yeah. All right. It's weird when we rate how well our shows are.
That's true. All right. So if you go to Disneyland or Disney World, check out Enchanted Escapes Travel. They'll book all your rooms for you, your reservations, your fast passes, all that stuff. Except for fast passes in Disneyland, you can't do that unless you get the Fast Mast or something like that.
Don't try.
Master Passer.
Don't try.
Faster Aster.
keep going.
All right, I don't know, but something like that. But enchanted-escapes.com is their website. It doesn't cost you anything either. They'll book your whole vacation, your fast passes, your dinner reservations, and anything you go on a Disney cruise, Disneyland, Disney World. Enchanted-escapes.com is our preferred travel partner. Also, you should check out our Patreon group. Extra live shows inside of our Facebook. It's a private Facebook group, so it's only people who are Patreon members.
You do extra shows in there. Yes, it's so much fun over there.
It is. I like to. Come on. You let your hair down a little bit in there, Connie. And
I do, actually. Let my hair down.
It's a little bit more fun. If you want to interact with us a little more, get some extra shows and behind-the-scenes peek at what we do on the podcast, that's patreon.com/unlockingthemagic.
Perfect.
On social, Facebook is where we do our live show. Instagram too, we've been doing a little bit over there. Unlock the Magic on Instagram. Talk to us. Talk to me on Twitter. www.unlockmagic. Super quick conversations if you want to say hello. And that's me. Packing list too, Connie.
Unlockingthemagic.com. I don't ever want anyone to confuse us.
No. So we save all of our asks for the end of the episode instead of the beginning. Kind of get right into the meat and potatoes of the show in the beginning, but at the end, you got to listen to all the spiel.
And the meat and the potatoes.
But we're doing our live show again for Patreon. I think we usually go like Thursday, Friday, we record the show, and you get the weekend show a little bit early. And then we do the behind the scenes too on those. You get the intros and outros and the bloopers. So that's pretty fun. I love when people listen to the show and we make a mistake and we have to stop the podcast and then people laugh at us inside the group. That's what makes it fun.
It does make it fun. I love it.
What else you got, Connie? That it?
I think so.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you on the next podcast episode or on Monday night over on Facebook.
Bye, everybody.